This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You should know the number by heart now. Anyway, hoping our apps, our iPhone and Android apps will be available soon. That would be really nice. Hopefully they get approved. If you want to help out, offset the cost of things, really seriously. You know, the way you get rid of, well, I shouldn't say the way you get rid of sponsors, but the way you get to get less sponsors, more talk time, is with donations. Head up to the website, you'll see the donate button. Give me $2, $5, $10. Well, you know, 5,000 wouldn't hurt either. I wouldn't have to ask so much. But anyway, any little bit you can give helps tremendously. If you buy stuff like the coffee mug or the shirt or what have you, that also helps offset costs as well. All right, and then, you know, the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all kinds of stuff up there you can get your hands on, buy, purchase, and enjoy, I hope. You know, we've been seeing a lot more about these drag queens. And I don't mean the ones that are reading to your kids. Remember the normality of it all, right? I kept saying it. Some of you poo-pooed it. Not so much that they're trying to normalize it by having drag queens read to your kids in a library, read to your kids in the first grade and kindergarten and that kind of thing. That's not it. No. They want to normalize the whole lifestyles or these types of lifestyles at that young age. God forbid we teach. You know, we won't allow them to be boys and girls. We won't allow them to be male or female. We will give them absolutely no foundation whatsoever. And some of you actually believe that that's healthy for them. Allowing them to make it up on their own as they go is healthy for them. Doesn't work that way. And you know what? I'd like to see your certificate. I'd like to see your MD or whatever it takes in child psychology to tell me that that's not how it works, that it's okay to over-sexualize these kids. It's okay to expose them to pretty much everything that can confuse the crud out of them. Back in April, lawmakers in Ohio took a stand against sexualization of children by introducing new legislation that would ban drag shows and other sexually suggestive or explicit performances from using minors. We used to have a conscience in this country. We used to have some kind of moral compass. And you couldn't take these kids to, you know, the drag shows at night. We had that one kid, what is it, the awesome, what's his name? Desmond the, whatever. Desmond the Confused. They've got him, you know, at these drag shows, dancing on a pole. And I don't know what he is, 9 years old now, or 11 now, but he's been doing it for a while. You know, men are throwing money at him. It's not right. It's not right for the psyche. It's just not right, period. And it used to be illegal to have a minor in a club after 11 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at night or some places too. He's dancing there all night long. How is that okay? Republican State Representative Tim Schaefer, it's House Bill 180, it amends Ohio's child endangerment statute to include involving minors any material performance that suggests a minor is participating or engaging in sexual activity. You know, like pleasuring oneself and or bestiality. Adults violating the law could face fines starting at $1,000 and 6 months in prison. How about $10,000 and a year in prison? How about that? Does that work out better for you? God bless. Given our heightened focus on human trafficking, you know, role money plays in trafficking children, you know, seriously, when are we going to take action against this stuff? The senator went on to say he wanted to make sure that this activity does not occur again. We can do better to protect our children, the innocence of our children. What is it with you on the left who think this is okay? Now, Cleveland.com is reporting that HB 180 is motivated in part by a drag event last December at J.D. Henderson's. That's a bar where a 9-year-old drag performer, Jacob Measley, or Miss Mayhem, danced in a suggestive costume while accepting dollar bills from an audience. Come on, think it through. Is this really what you want little kids exposed to or participating in? Is this really healthy for them? On January 30th, Republican Mayor David Scheifler, he issued a statement downplaying the incident by stressing that the minor was fully clothed and was not touched by anyone in the audience. No, just doing pelvic thrusts and, you know, those kind of things. That's all fine. His parents were in attendance. That makes it even better because we know that as long as you're a parent, you're always doing the right thing for the child, right? Police found no violations of city ordinances or state laws. They received no new complaints on this activity. Of course not. You got a bunch of degenerates in there throwing money around to watch the little kid suggestively dance. You think they're going to complain about it? The only complaint they're going to have is there aren't more of them. The bar owners supposedly did not approve the activity and promptly banned the drag troupe upon learning about it. In fact, Scheifler reserved most of his ire for the anonymous person who first publicized the incident by posting it on Facebook. Well, he should have. I want the group called out. Let's say that it's true that the proprietor actually did shut it down when he found out what was going on. Let's get that group out there. Let's make sure people know what they're all about. Now, partly the perverts will jump onto it and they'll want to see that kid dance all over the place. But maybe, just maybe, when people see the name of that quote-unquote dance group at their place, at a club close by them, they'll make a big deal on it. They'll show up in the streets and they'll make a big deal on it. We'll talk more about that. You got to protect our kids. You've got to get off your butt to protect our kids. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing. But they are.
And they did. We are back. I'm Joe Mason, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you do head up to the chat, the website, you do have a live feed that you can talk to like-minded people. But you can also buy the book. You can buy Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. There's still a lot of good stuff. There's still a lot of good stuff in the book that pertains today. Very first chapter. Think about this. It's called Absolutes, Absolutely Not. The left will not allow you to have absolutes. You can't have an absolute boy or girl. You can't have an absolute right or wrong because, you know what, then you're doing something wrong or you're doing something right. We can't have that because I don't feel bad about it. Right? Isn't that the way they think about things? If it doesn't feel bad, do it. We used to joke about that in the 70s. That the Dems were always like, well, if it feels good, do it. Who should be telling you what to do or not to do? That whole God thing just gets in the way. You know, it never stops. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and we're, you know, this stuff never gives up, and I found a story that goes all the way back. Now, see, remember I keep telling you guys, some of the stuff, it's nothing new. It keeps coming back around. It gets shot down, comes back around, gets shot down, comes back around. And, you know, it's because we don't vote in the right people. A Rutgers law professor who says that pedophilia is not a crime. Right, so he writes an op-ed. I'm sorry. She writes an op-ed. Margo Kaplan. Right? And in addition to the New York Times and the Rutgers Camden law professor, an NYU and Harvard graduate, she takes to the op-ed pages to argue that we've got it all wrong when it comes to pedophilia. She writes that pedophiles don't necessarily turn out to be child molesters, and that pedophilia is not a choice. Here we go again. See, if you say you're born that way, and you have God to picture, then you can say, well, God made me this way. Who are you to tell me not to go sleep with 11-year-olds? Or 9? Or 10? It's kind of hard to fight that one, right? And then, if you don't believe in God, it's just a worldly thing. You believe in Mother Nature. Well, Mother Nature evolved me this way. You can't tell me. That whole thing, you can't tell me who to love. We knew it was coming. Xander said it was coming. Dr. Gina said it was coming. Go after the kids, the most innocent. Think about all the things they do to your kids. We let it happen. We vote in those idiots that bring these laws about. You have allowed them to you guys on the left that listen to the show, yeah, you are totally controlled. And I mean 100% controlled. You think about the way you think and the things that you say, they're almost exactly what the Dems put out there in their talking points. So you're hearing bits and pieces and you're running with them. Right? She writes that pedophiles don't necessarily turn out to be child molesters and that pedophilia is not a choice. You might be born that way. The local news source reached out to her. And they asked her, you really lit up the comment section of the op-ed page today. She said, yes, but I have to be honest. I'm getting more emails of support than I ever expected. I am shocked, she said. I expected to get maybe 95% negative emails, but I've got so many positive ones. Well, gee, are these from people that have already played with young kids? I wonder. I know your pain. Who are you getting these positive emails from, the newspaper person said. A lot of people I don't even know. There's a former prosecutor, judge, and nurse. Well, that judge has got to go. Prosecutor should go, too. Individuals with family members who have pedophilia. I mean, so it's not a disorder. You're born that way. So a 50-year-old man, I mean, how would she feel about me trying, if I wasn't married, trying to date her 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old daughter? What do you think? Do you think she'd be okay with that? She was then asked how much of the population has pedophilia. She went, well, we're not entirely sure. But the estimates, whenever they say estimates, scares me, are around 1% of the male population and those of the female population are assumed to be much smaller. Well, why would you assume? We do stories on the show all the time. Matter of fact, most of the stories we do are women taking advantage of young boys in high school. Because, you know, their hormones are raging. They're willing to have sex with anything with a heartbeat almost. And here's your pretty teacher coming after you. And she's willing to let you do whatever you want to her. Right? I'm sorry. Those are most of the stories we do. So I wonder exactly what she's thinking. And why she's on this side. Just a suggestion. As far as the number of people with pedophilia who do sex offend and who do not, there are a lot of assumptions, but very little data, because we have very little treatment, very little information. Well, if you have very little information, very little data, and you don't have any treatment for it, how can you say it's normal? There's so much stigma behind it. Of course there is. You're talking about having sex with little boys, little girls. God forbid somebody just tuned in, right? You're having sex. But think about it. And they're saying this is okay. Really. And this goes hand in hand with what's happening at these strip clubs, these drag queen clubs. Anything and everything goes. You're a boy, you want to dress like a girl, that's fine. You're a girl, you want to dress like a boy, that's fine. You want to have sex with a heartbeat? Oh, that's good, too. At least you're exploring yourself. They'll make pedophilia normal and natural. What's next? Bestiality? There's nothing left. No, I'm sorry. This necrophilia, right? That'll come after bestiality, or maybe just before. I don't know. There are no large-scale studies, no large treatment programs, no big research studies on this. They don't spend any money on it. They don't put the numbers together. So now you have this scientist, this professore, right, who comes out and says that this is normal and natural, in essence. But I have no data. There's been no studies. There's no research. There's no money thrown to it. So if those are all... If that's all acceptable, then I can start throwing my own stuff out there, can't I? And by the way, in closing, this article goes quite a ways back. So they've been pounding on us for years. 2014. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Lawyers for the Department of Justice told a federal judge in Maryland that the Trump administration will continue to explore their options in adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census, but made no mention of a potential executive order being considered by the White House. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump said he's considering those options.
We'll see what happens. We can also add an addition on so we can start the printing now and maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision. So we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
After the court's filing, the Justice Department said the administration continues to reevaluate all available options. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the, and continue to be part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website. A lot you can do up there. A lot you can get involved with. A lot you can be part of. And you should be part of. Seriously. Hey, did you guys hear about the, I may have talked about this earlier, I forgot. But San Francisco is spending $600,000. To remove the racist, bigoted, homophobic, slave-owning founding father known as George Washington. I can't even fathom this stuff. It's getting so crazy. Every single historical figure that may have issues with their past, including slavery, I get it. Get it, it's a nasty thing. So that wipes out everything else they've done. By wiping them out, you're going to wipe out slavery, right? Seriously. Of course not. This is, you're solidifying the snowflakery of these young people. You're making it easier and easier and easier for them to step out on, to walk in, being a snowflake. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So they're going to spend $600,000, right, San Francisco Education Board, $600,000 to remove a mural of George Washington because they feel some of the kids are offended, right? Some of the kids get offended when they see that picture. How about we teach some of those kids? Well, actually, how about we teach all the kids? Wouldn't that be great if you could teach all the young people how not to be offended? Wouldn't that be really cool? How to suck it up and blow past a picture or words that somebody says? Yes, I'm going to use the word suck it up. Because some people aren't just being mean and nasty. Some people are just ignorant. You can't fix everybody? When are you going to learn how to take a punch and walk away? When are you going to learn how to look at somebody and go, okay, that person's just ignorant as heck and move on? But we're going to take $600,000 to cover up this mural of George Washington and not even take out the one thing that they think is totally offensive is a bunch of white guys standing around a Native American who's dead. And they may be the ones that killed him. Right. Because real history is bad for anybody to see. So anyway, 600,000. Here's my problem. The San Francisco school district is struggling for money. But they're going to use 600,000 to cover up a painting. There's people sleeping on the streets in San Francisco, right? They can't get food, but we're going to spend $600,000 covering up a mural.
I'll paint it. I'll do it for half.
That's kind of where my head's at. I don't care how big it is. Right? This is just nuts. And again, because pressure from a very small group of people. It's not even, this isn't even a democracy, because in a democracy, right, the mob rules, and there's more of us than there are of them, and yet this very small group, this very small voice of people are the ones that they make the noise and they get taken care of. Like we've always been told, I guess the squeaky wheel does get the oil, right? Gets the most amount of attention, doesn't it? Just stupid stuff. Really, really stupid. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, they got all this, and again, I am not a sports person, so I don't get all of this. But Alex Morgan said that the tea celebration criticism amounts to a double standard. And she said she's a little taken back by it. Now, I don't know if you know it, but apparently when the U.S. won the soccer tournament or soccer cup from England, one of the stars, I guess Alec Morgan, she made a little teacup kind of gesture with her mouth, like, you know, in your face kind of thing. And there's a big uproar about it. Not sportsmanlike. Terrible. Nasty. How could you do that? So apparently you can't offend another country or seem to offend another country. You can only offend your own, because in that same group is the young person or the person who keeps taking a knee and refuses to give respect to the national anthem. So the U.S. women's soccer star Alex Morgan said Friday that she was taken aback by the amount of criticism she's receiving from her goal celebration against England, claiming it shows that there's a proof of a double standard here. Morgan scored the go-ahead goal, her sixth of the tournament, on Tuesday in the Women's Cup semifinal match. She pretended to sip tea after scoring the goal. The celebration was perceived by many as mocking England, giving the country's fondness for tea. Well, so what? I mean, seriously. My celebration was actually more about that's the tea, which is telling a story, she told The Guardian. You know, spreading the news so it wasn't a hit to England anyway. Morgan then went on to explain how the criticism the women's national team has been receiving amount to a double standard when it comes to the male athletes. She says, I feel like there's some sort of double standard for females in sports. No. No. Remember, this guy Kaepernick, you remember him? He was a male. I think he still identifies as one. And he got criticized for taking a knee during our national anthem. The lady that's with you got criticized for taking a knee during the national anthem. So I'm trying to figure out where the double standard is here. She says, you see men celebrating all around the world in tournaments, grabbing their blank or whatever. I look like I'm sipping a teacup. And everybody goes nuts. She says, you can only laugh at the criticism. But I kind of, in an area, I agree with her from a standpoint of, you know, deal with it. You don't like her, she doesn't make the team. I don't know. I don't even know. Sports, I'm not a nut about. I already told you that. But I think if you're being protected right? By the fact that you're American, you're doing these sports events, you're being protected by the fact that you're with the American team, you're with the USA team, and you can't stand during the anthem? Now, this is where they don't get it. This is where they don't realize why it's so great that they're American citizens, U.S. citizens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. This stuff, just nuts. In more ways than one, and you know it. And it's the PC people just gone out of their minds, just correctness gone crazy. Let me see, what else we got? I have some good stuff here. Oh, the LGBT terror mob that vandalized the Chick-fil-A. You know, as Pride Month comes to an end, it's almost like Fear Month, isn't it? Now, I realize it's a smaller portion of the LGBTQ community that's doing this, but it still is one nonetheless. The Chick-fil-A in Manhattan was vandalized during a gay pride parade, as an LGBT terror mob wanted to send a statewide message to Christians. Now, if that isn't an attack on Christianity, I don't know what is. They want to be treated well. Treat us well. That simple. You don't have a right just because you have a heartbeat. I mean, you want us to treat you with respect? Treat us with respect. Don't mock us. I mean, see, you want to talk about real equality? I'll mock you as you mock me. I'll make fun of your lifestyle as you make fun of mine. True, it's true. There's many articles and pieces that I can put up where the people from the LGBT community make fun of us believing in God, believing in somebody we can't touch, right, that we can't interact with. That makes us crazy. But apparently some of you have male parts and say you're a female, and that we're supposed to accept. You can actually see what you got and you deny it. You can look at biology. You can look at what your DNA strand shows and you deny it. And then you make fun of us. I just find that funny. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be involved. Be engaged. Be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. So, you know, if you head up to the website, there's a couple of things you can do up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know what's going on, and I try to sell you some of the stuff. Some stuff, you don't buy it, but I try to sell it anyway. Well, true, they don't. And we have T-shirts, we have mugs, we have books. And then also, if you want to receive a notification by text message, you can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, just involving yourself, engaging. Let us know what you think. So, there was an LGBT terror mob that vandalized Chick-fil-A in New York at the end of, you know, at the end of Pride Month, because that's what it's all about, right? Being prideful or proud of the fact that you can go ahead and antagonize and and just to hate on Christians. Now, the thing I think is funny about this is they're the ones about screaming love and acceptance. And I told you that locally where I'm at, on one occasion in particular, they uninvited me, specifically told me not to come. And the funny thing about it is that I've never said anything for violence towards them or any of that. Simply by not agreeing with somebody or holding a biblical viewpoint on something makes you a hater. Now, they'll buddy up to people that would kill them in a heartbeat, whose religion will kill them, but we're haters. So the mob put F blame, well, you know, haters, on the windows alongside a Red X targeting the Christian-friendly restaurant chain. In an ironic twist, the mob also put up a sign claiming, love is a terrible thing to waste. Think about that. You know what? I always joke about it. It's like, well, you talk about backwards day. Love trumps hate. This is what they're screaming as they're pounding other people in the face. Mainstream media celebrated these events over the weekend, which brought Pride Month to an end. Finally, we're moving a step towards, well, you know, there's still a lot to do. We're not there yet, but this is a celebration where, like, screaming that you're gay is actually finally a celebration and not a bullying or pointing finger against you. You know, Xander, we didn't have a chance to do it, but, you know, Xander looks at this stuff and tells me, what does this accomplish? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So an acceptance of something is something to do a parade over, to start yelling at you, to stick your finger in their faces? For a long time, we were very repressed, and we wouldn't and couldn't come out. We couldn't be ourselves. And this way, we are celebrating with all the world. We're celebrating with gay, trans, lesbian, everybody. So let me see if I get this right. You couldn't be yourselves because your true selves are people that come out and hate on Christians and spray paint windows and yell, you know, F, I can't say, F the haters along with other things. That's your true self. Your words, not mine. Right? The person went on to say, we are very inclusive this year. Well, except if you're a Christian, then we're not inclusive of you at all. One display in the final days of Pride Month showed scantily clad minorities twerking above a cop car. How is that? What is so prideful about that? See, I get the part, agree or disagree, I get the part where you had to hide, quote unquote, in the closet. You couldn't let anybody at work know. You couldn't be proud of who you were, proud of what you were. And now, decades later, you can come out. It's easier to come out. It's not as poo-pooed as it used to be. And you're proud that you fought through. I mean, you fought through and made that happen. I get the use of proud in that way. But I don't get the use of proud when you've got this thing, some kind of sack covering around your private parts, and you're running around shaking them around because we still know what's in there. Right, with the rest of your body naked, you men, like you to be. You know what? If you're proud of what you have in that sack, you're sick. Seriously. And the same thing with with the lesbians. If putting tape over your nipples and as little material over your groin as possible, if that makes you proudful. What has that got to do with gay or lesbian lifestyles? Seriously. You know, in Boston, of all places, they've approved a straight parade. You know, what should we do? Let's see how you handle that one. I'm sure you'll be there to cause some kind of trouble because, you know, after all, love wins out, right? You sick people. And I'm not even talking about the gay or lesbian. Are you sick people? Love is a terrible thing to waste as you're pummeling and ruining somebody's property? That makes no sense to anybody. anyway, it's just, again, even the people I show this to that are gay and lesbian are not for them. This is not mainstream. And, you know, and we're talking about drag queen. Is drag queen now a sexual orientation? I'm just curious. And even in the drag queen group now, they've had several people arrested, right, for being sex offenders. That's how well the school, the library, whatever, checked it out. It's just amazing. And you parents, I've got a picture here. I won't even put it up. The parents or schools and libraries and those people that are supposed to be watching out for your kids are putting up and considering normal and natural. When did that happen? How did that happen? Probably more like it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, which is what you should be. I'm looking for the happy story I had. So I'd rather end the hour on that. Oh, there you go. You'll like this one. I mean, I didn't know we had people this old still hanging out doing stuff. But apparently the oldest person in the U.S. celebrated 114th birthday. Alelia Murphy was born on July 6th. Is that a real name? Yeah, Alelia. Wow, that's different. You probably heard that. You're from the South, huh? Yes. Murphy was born on July 6, 1905 in North Carolina. Is the eighth oldest person in the world, according to gerontology? Yeah, whatever, research group. They're L.A.-based. They've been tracking people at 110 and older since 1990. Alelia Murphy was born in 1905, nearly 12 years before the U.S. entered World War I. She moved to Harlem, New York during the roaring 20s. She raised her two children as a single mom after her husband died at an early age. The record-setting supercentenarian says the secrets to longevity are a healthy diet and active lifestyle. Her nurse, Natalie Malabs, come on, you can't even pronounce that. She grew up in the South in the days before processed food, so she ate very healthy. She visits, her helper visits her twice a week. She keeping active when you are younger and eating healthy and continuing to do so, it really does help a lot. She also went on to say, trust in God and be a good person. That God thing always seems to creep its way in. It's just terrible. Her daughter, Rose Green, described her mother as a gift from God. Murphy's just 2 years younger than the oldest person in the world, which is Kane Tanaka in Japan, and she is 116 years old. But that's not true. We found that out last year. That wasn't true. Remember in the 2018 election, there were those people in Virginia? Right? That one, we had three people, I think it was 150 that voted. One was 160 and two and 140. So apparently, that couldn't be voter fraud because the Democrats would be screaming, wouldn't they? They want everything to be upright and... Oh, God. We did that story. You guys can probably find it up on the website if you really want to look at it. Look for it later on. It was hilarious. It's just amazing the way it happened. So I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, be part of the solution, please. You know, I mean, seriously. The more you get active, the more you work with these young kids, the better. So guess what? Britain, their version of Medicare for All, yeah, it's got trouble. But Bernie says it works so well everywhere. Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Go get a fresh cup of coffee and come on back. I got a lot more to say.